Become a trusted authority by making sure that the information you provide is both current and accurate. Check multiple sources just to be sure and help others distinguish between fact and opinion. You earn respect by doing your homework and providing others with the information they need to succeed. When they see that you have put in the time and taken the responsibility to do thorough research, they can't help but appreciate your desire to do good work and trust your comprehensive findings. Show compassion. People will be attracted to you as a leader because they see your resourcefulness and your awareness of the most recent developments and information. Let others know that you love to answer their questions and research their most pressing issues. Use your input talents to connect with others and make yourself available as someone they can depend on for help. When you meet others who share your interests, think beyond the learning opportunity at hand and consider the relationship possibilities. Could this be the start of a friendship? Invite this person along when you discover opportunities to pursue your mutual interest, such as an exhibit or an upcoming speech. Use your input talents as a stepping stone to relationships and extend the first invitation. Provide stability. Your knowledge base can be a foundation for stability. When others know that you have researched the topic at hand with your characteristic thoroughness and depth, they will feel confident that your decisions are well thought out. Share with them the extent of your research efforts. You don't merely collect information. You store it for a time when it might prove useful. By producing the backup and documentation for efforts that might seem risky to some, you assure them that they're moving in the right direction. Create hope. Your mind is like a sponge. You naturally soak up information. But just as the primary purpose of a sponge is not to permanently contain what it absorbs, neither should your mind simply store information. Input without output can lead to stagnation. As you gather and absorb information, be aware of the individuals and groups that can benefit from your knowledge and be intentional about sharing it with them. Expose yourself to the written thoughts and ideas of other people. Then engage in serious discussion about them. Through this process, you will become a learner who also teaches. Leading others with strong input. Focus this person's natural inquisitiveness by asking him to study a topic that is important to your organization. Or position him in a role with a heavy research component. He enjoys the knowledge that comes from research. Pay attention to this person's other strong themes. If he is also strong in developer, he may excel as a teacher or trainer by peppering his lessons with intriguing facts and stories. Help this person develop a system for storing the information he collects. This system will ensure that he can find it when he and the organization need it. Leading with intellection. People strong in the intellection theme are characterized by their intellectual activity. They are introspective and appreciate intellectual discussions. Build trust. When you carefully analyze others' thinking and then respectfully give your honest opinion, you can help them avoid pitfalls and mistakes. They will appreciate your forthright willingness to help them succeed, and they will come to depend on you for this. Your sheer intellectual capacity will cause some to respect and revere you. Prove yourself worthy by remembering that thought without action is not always particularly helpful. Use your gift of intellection to make a difference, and your respect will be well deserved. Show compassion. Engaging others in intellectual and philosophical debate is one way you make sense of things. It's also one way you build relationships. Channel your provocative questions to people who similarly enjoy the give and take of debate. They will seek you out as a friend and colleague who sharpens their thinking, and one they want to spend time with again and again. Some people will want you to think with them, while others will want you to think for them. You may be able to build relationships with some people because you look at things from an entirely different angle than they do. For people who are single-minded and action-oriented, you may be the kind of thinking partner who improves their odds for success. Show that you truly care about them by sharing your thoughts with them. Provide stability. Remember to occasionally back up so others can follow the trail of your thinking. They may not be ready for the pronouncement until they've followed the path. Share the mental steps you executed to arrive at your current conclusions so people don't worry that your thinking lacks foundation. Help others understand your need for solitude and space to think. Let them know that this is simply a reflection of your intellectual style and that it results from a desire to bring the most you can to relationships and opportunities. Sharing the fact that you think deeply about what's best for them and for the organization can be a great comfort. Create hope. Encourage others to use their full intellectual capital by reframing questions for them and by engaging them in dialogue. At the same time, recognize that there will be some who find this intimidating and who need time to reflect before being put on the spot. Help them engage their intellect in the way that's best for them. Then inspire them to use that way of thinking to dream and meditate about the future. Others will seek out your opinions because they appreciate the wise scrutiny you give to ideas and efforts. Bear in mind that you are at your best when you have the time to follow an intellectual trail and see where it leads. Get involved on the front end of projects and initiatives so that your thinking can have a greater impact on long-term outcomes. Leading others with strong intellection. Encourage this person to find long stretches of time when she can simply muse. For some people, pure thinking time is not productive, but for her, it most certainly is. She will emerge from quiet periods of reflection with more clarity and self-confidence. Have a detailed discussion with this person regarding her strengths. She will probably enjoy the introspection and self-discovery. Give this person the opportunity to present her views to other people in the department. The pressure of communicating her ideas to others will force her to refine and clarify her thoughts. Be prepared to team up this person with someone who has strong activator talents. This partner will push her to act on her thoughts and ideas. Leading with learner. People strong in the learner theme have a great desire to learn and want to continuously improve. In particular, the process of learning, rather than the outcome, excites them. Build trust. Be honest enough to admit that you're still learning. Being vulnerable and open about your own learning puts you on a par with others and indicates a mutual, not a one-sided expectation. Respect knowledge that is superior to your own. Some leaders feel the need to be more advanced than their followers in every area. This is unrealistic and unproductive. It impedes progress. Show your respect through your interest and appreciation of what others know and are capable of knowing. Listen to them and trust them to be experts in these topics. Show compassion. Co-learning creates mutual vulnerability and discovery. When you sign up for learning, always consider whom you can invite to learn with you. When you care enough to ask someone else to join in your learning, you create a shared memory and a common opportunity that forges a bond. Appreciate and celebrate others' learning, be it a project completed, a certification, a good spelling test, or an improvement on a report card. Let others know that you understand the hard work and effort that goes into personal growth. Emphasize that the outcome is exciting, but you recognize the merit of the journey as well. Affirm that learning has value, as does the learner. Provide stability. When you invest in another person's growth, you're saying, "You matter. You're here for the long term. You're worth my investment." This helps others know that you expect an enduring, not fleeting, relationship with them. Confirm that sentiment by saying it out loud. Tell people that you're committed to them for the long haul. Learning takes time. Your patience with others as they learn conveys to them that they're not disposable, but rather you believe in their value and will stand beside them as they develop. Create hope. Recognize that your enthusiasm for learning may be shared by many in your organization. Ignite this passion by creating an ongoing organization-wide learning program. Research supports the link between learning and performance. When people have the opportunity to learn and grow, they are more engaged, more productive, and loyal. Look for ways to measure whether people feel their learning needs are being met, to create individualized learning milestones, and to reward achievements in learning. These rewards and seeing measurable progress can inspire others to even greater learning goals. Leading others with strong learner. Position this person in roles that require him to stay current in a fast-changing field. He will enjoy the challenge of maintaining his competency. Regardless of this person's role, he will be eager to learn new facts, skills, or knowledge. Explore innovative ways for him to learn and remain motivated, or he may start hunting for a richer learning environment. For example, if he lacks opportunities to learn on the job, encourage him to take courses at the local college. Remember, he doesn't necessarily need to be promoted, he just needs to be learning. It is the process of learning, not necessarily the result, that energizes him. Encourage this person to become the master or resident expert in his field. Arrange for him to take the relevant classes to accomplish this. If necessary, help him secure financial support to continue his education. Be sure to recognize his learning. Have this person work beside an expert who will continuously push him to learn more. Ask this person to conduct internal discussion groups or presentations. There may be no better way to learn than to teach others. Leading with Maximizer. People strong in the Maximizer theme focus on strengths as a way to stimulate personal and group excellence. They seek to transform something strong into something superb. Build trust. Admit that you do some things well and others not so well. Allow people to admit that they too have areas where they consistently struggle. Simply being open can give others permission to be themselves in an honest way. Others will need to hear your message more than once before they believe that you're truly expecting them to shine where they shine and that you're avoiding their dull spots. Repeat the message so it is heard, understood, and trusted. Some people may need to know that you're not going to surprise them later with an accounting of where they are weak or how they have failed. Continually focus on their excellence until they can truly trust that this will always be your emphasis. Show compassion. Use your Maximizer talents to set others free. Too often, people think they have to live up to expectations to be a jack-of-all-trades, a straight-A student, or a well-rounded citizen. Make it clear that you appreciate their unique gifts, their personal brilliance. You don't expect all things from all people. You expect people to be more of who they already are. You may be the only one in people's lives who sees their gifts and talents this way. Sometimes people don't recognize their own areas of brilliance. You can be the one who leads them to the light. Point out moments of excellence you see in others' performance. Tell them that you see the areas where they are truly gifted. We sometimes limit the notion of talent to obvious areas like sports or music. Broaden people's view of giftedness. Tell people if they are a gifted friend, a gifted organizer, or a gifted accommodator. Broaden their view of self. You can change a life and become a personal champion. Provide stability. The surest way to destroy other people's sense of security is to ask them to repeatedly do something for which they are not adequately equipped. Instead, allow others to do and build on what they do best and watch their confidence grow. Support others in the areas in which they don't excel. Give them confidence by helping them find complementary partners or systems that free them from failure. Create hope. Don't let your maximizer talents be stifled by conventional wisdom, which says you should find what is broken and fix it. Identify and invest in the aspects of people and organizations that are working. Make sure that most of your resources are spent building up and encouraging these points of excellence. Explain maximizer concepts to those who may not have ever considered pursuing only what they do well. Point out the advantages of a life lived by these principles. Capitalizing on the gifts with which you've been blessed is more productive. It sets higher expectations, not lower ones. It is the most effective and efficient use of energy and resources, and it's more fun. You will probably not have the opportunity to observe everything people do exceptionally well. So encourage others to be the keepers and tenders of their own talents. Ask them to study their successes. What did they do best in winning situations? How can they do more of that? Inspire them to dream. Tell them they can come to you for these kinds of discussions, that this is one of your great pleasures in life. Transfer the ownership of their gifts to them and support that ownership. As a leader, you have a responsibility to make the most of your organization's resources. And talent is every company's greatest resource. You see talent in others. Use your authority to help your associates see their own talents and to maximize those talents by positioning people where they can develop and apply strengths. For every need, there is a person with a gift to match. Recruit and select carefully, and you'll have an organization full of opportunities for brilliance. Leading others with strong maximizer. Schedule time with this person to discuss her strengths in detail and to strategize how and where these strengths can be used to the organization's advantage. She will enjoy these conversations and offer many practical suggestions for how her talents can best be put to use. As much as possible, help this person develop a career path and a compensation plan that will allow her to keep growing toward excellence in her role. She will instinctively want to stay on a strengths path and may dislike career structures that force her off this path to increase her earning power. Ask this person to lead a task force to investigate the best practices in your organization. Also ask her to help design a program for measuring and celebrating the productivity of each employee. She will enjoy thinking about what excellence should look like across the organization, as well as within each role. Leading with positivity. People strong in the positivity theme have an enthusiasm that is contagious. They are upbeat and can get others excited about what they are going to do. Build trust. Some people are so accustomed to hearing the negatives pointed out that initially they will be suspicious of your continued positive remarks. Keep those remarks coming and allow others to trust over time that you're always going to have that upbeat emphasis in your life and in theirs. Make certain that your praise is always genuine, never empty or false. Research shows that more damage is done through false praise than through criticism. If you believe it, say it. If you don't, show your respect for others' intelligence and discernment, and don't yield to the temptation of false flattery. Show compassion. Your positivity makes you naturally liberal with praise. You can't be too generous. Precious few people believe that they are suffering from too much recognition in their lives. Give praise freely. Make it specific. Make it personal. Spread good feelings and genuine appreciation for others. Help others look forward to every interaction they have with you. In hard times, you may be one of the few bright spots in someone's life, a beacon. Never underestimate that role. People will come to you because they need the boost you consistently provide. Let them know that they can. Ask them what they need. You will refresh them. Be the person whose humor is always positive and encouraging. Because of your outlook, you don't resort to deprecating callous humor or sarcasm. This positive approach will surely rub off on others, and you'll influence the atmosphere around you. Provide stability. You have a natural talent to increase people's confidence. Look for ways to catch people doing things right or doing the right things. Affirm them. Watch them become stronger and more certain of themselves as a result of your praise. Your optimism allows you to live with solutions that are sometimes less than perfect. As a result, you encourage others to make progress rather than insisting on perfection. Continue to look for and describe to others the potential that exists in less than ideal situations. By doing so, you encourage them to feel free to take risks and to improve a situation, even when they don't yet have the total solution. Create hope. Play up the drama of moments. If everyone deserves 15 minutes of fame, perhaps you're the person to set the stage. Make each person's 15 minutes big enough to count and important enough to last. Your optimism helps others look to the future with anticipation. Talk about the future. Talk about what is possible. Ask others to share the opportunities and possibilities they see. Just saying them out loud helps them become expectations and eventually realities. Sometimes feelings are the result of action, other times feelings are the cause for action. Insist on celebrations, employ the therapy of laughter, and inject music and drama into your organization. This positive impact on the emotional economy will influence your productivity, mutual support, and bottom line. As you create positive environments, be sure to protect and nurture them. As much as possible, insulate yourself and others from chronic whiners, complainers, and malcontents. Prune negativity. It's as contagious as your positivity. You and your group must intentionally spend time in highly positive environments that will invigorate and feed optimism. Leading others with strong positivity. Ask this person to help plan events that your organization hosts for your best customers, such as new product launches or user groups. This person's enthusiasm is contagious. Consider this when placing him on project teams. This person likes to celebrate. When milestones of achievement have been reached, ask him for ideas about how to recognize and commemorate the accomplishment. He will be more creative than most. Pay attention to this person's other top themes. If he also possesses strong developer talents, he may prove to be an excellent trainer or teacher because he brings excitement to a classroom. If command is one of his strongest themes, he may excel at selling because he is armed with a potent combination of assertiveness and energy. Leading with Relator. People who are strong in the relator theme enjoy close relationships with others. They find deep satisfaction in working hard with friends to achieve a goal. Build trust. Important relationships generate confidences. Maintain and build on the trust you have by keeping the confidence with which you are entrusted. One breach empties a dam. You know that the deepening of a friendship carries inherent risk, but you're more comfortable than most in accepting that fact. Say so. Acknowledge it aloud and tell the other person that the depth of the relationship has created trust on your part and makes you feel safe with disclosure. Show compassion. Make sure you get enough one-on-one time with the key people in your life. Solidify relationships and create emotional energy to share with others. This is what endures. Don't miss opportunities to show that you care. As a strong relator, you may get and give more love and friendship than most people. Tell others that your relationship with them creates happiness in your life. Ask them how it can enhance their happiness. Show them that you care about the quality of their lives by extending compassion, thoughtfulness, and interest in their well-being. Provide stability. Long-term close friendships are deeply fulfilling for you. These might be in your family, your personal circle, or your organization. Tell others that you expect these relationships to last your whole life. Set an expectation of ongoing mutual support, understanding, and stability. You are more at home in situations characterized by informal rather than formal systems. But organizations that are growing in size and complexity are likely to require systems that are more formalized. Even in the face of such workplace realities, you can help others know that the core importance of relationships remains constant. Create an informal island in the midst of the vast formal sea of your organization. Create hope. You are a giver, not a taker. But for your generosity to continue, you must ensure that the inflow keeps up with the rapid outflow. Identify the people and events that really fulfill you and schedule time for them. This will give you even more energy to share with those who look to you for hope. You build relationships that last, giving you a unique depth of perspective on other people's lives and triumphs. Help them see the big view. Point out their achievements and patterns of success. Show them in as many ways as you can that their life has made a difference. Leading others with strong relator. Help this person identify her colleagues' goals. She is more likely to bond with them when she understands their aims and aspirations. Think about asking this person to build genuine relationships with the critical people you want to retain. She can be a key employee who can help keep good contributors in your organization through relationship building. Pay attention to this person's other strong themes. If she also shows strong evidence of focus, a ranger, or self-assurance talents, she may have the potential to manage others. Employees will always work harder for someone they know will be there for them and who wants them to succeed. She can easily establish these kinds of relationships. This person may very well have the gift of generosity. Draw her attention to it and show her how her generosity helps her influence and connect with those around her. She will appreciate your noticing, and your own relationship with her will be strengthened. Leading with responsibility. People strong in the responsibility theme take psychological ownership of what they say they will do. They are committed to stable values, such as honesty and loyalty. Build trust. You may be the moral conscience for others. When a person or an organization is involved in something that seems wrong, an alarm in your head will go off and you will feel compelled to address that issue. Go to the source first. Ask questions to ascertain the reality and the motive. State your concerns honestly. Whenever possible and ethical, allow the person to correct the situation on his or her own. If necessary, take the next step to right the wrong and assuage your conscience. It's important to appreciate and recognize people of moral strength and integrity. Make sure you acknowledge and affirm what's right at least as often and preferably more often than you point out what's wrong. Others will notice and respect you for this. Show compassion. You can't help but feel responsible for others, especially for the people you care about most. Check in with them frequently. How are they doing? How can you help? Show your compassion every day if you can, and know that you are adding warmth to their lives. When you make a mistake that affects someone else, go to that person as quickly as you can and try to make it right. Apologize, certainly, but go beyond apology to restitution. Own your errors in relationships and you will find yourself more easily forgiven. Intimacy will be more quickly restored. Provide stability. Your sense of responsibility naturally creates a feeling of security in others. They know they can depend on you to make sure things get done properly and on time. Rather than shouldering all of the responsibility yourself, share some of it so that each team member is contributing to the stability of the group. You're a leader who likes to serve. The service concept is often applied to customers, members, and patrons, but sometimes overlooked when applied to one's followers. Let your followers know about your desire to serve and support them, and that asking for your help is a form of recognition that you appreciate. Create hope. You naturally take ownership of every project you're involved in. Share responsibility by encouraging others to do the same. Be their champion and proactively guide them through the opportunity to experience the challenges of ownership. In doing so, you will contribute to their growth and development. Psychological ownership is a product of making choices. Rather than assigning responsibilities, invoke ownership by allowing people to choose what they will be responsible for contributing. Let them initiate true responsibility beyond merely accepting assignments. Leading others with strong responsibility. As much as possible, avoid putting this person in team situations with lackadaisical colleagues. Recognize that this person is a self-starter and requires little supervision to ensure that assignments are completed. Put this person in positions that require unimpeachable ethics. He will not let you down. Periodically, ask this person what new responsibility he would like to assume. It's motivational for him to volunteer, so give him the opportunity. This person may well impress you with his ability to deliver time and again, leading you to consider promoting him to management. Be careful. He may much prefer to do a job himself than be responsible for someone else's work, in which case he will find managing others frustrating. It might be better to help him find other ways to grow within the organization. Leading with restorative. People strong in the restorative theme are adept at dealing with problems. They are good at figuring out what is wrong and resolving it. Build trust. People trust you because you close the loop, reinstate order, and clean up messes. You restore integrity to systems and make certain that they perform reliably. Let people know that you're willing to do this whenever the need occurs and they will come to depend on you. You're attracted to situations that others may deem impossible. Tell others that the more it seems like the odds are against you, the more motivated you are to resolve the problem and make things right. They will respect the intensity of your desire to tackle the tough jobs and learn to rely on you. Show compassion. People have such an appreciation for your willingness to jump in and solve problems. Your desire to put things right is a sign that you care. Solve problems before others are even aware they exist and let people know that you did. It will demonstrate your concern and commitment. Perhaps you are most needed when people themselves feel broken. Your instincts are to run to them and offer your emotional support. Be a first responder. Reach people in need as quickly as you can and offer your support and love. They will always remember that you helped them heal for physical or emotional pain, and they will count on you among their closest supporters. Provide stability. You are naturally drawn to turnaround situations. Use your restorative talents to devise a plan of attack to revitalize a flagging project, organization, business or team. Others will feel safer knowing you're on the case. Use your restorative talents to think of ways to problem-proof schedules, systems and efforts. Knowing that you have done the contingency analysis and taken precautions to prevent mistakes helps others feel secure. Create hope. Use your restorative talents to be the one who asks, "How do we take it to the next level?" Done is never done because improvement is always possible. Be the instigator and inspiration for ever higher levels of achievement and service. Make certain others don't think that all you can see are flaws and shortcomings. Appreciate people for current levels of service and performance. And when they suggest a way to get even better, encourage their desire for excellence. Leading others with strong restorative. Position this person in a role in which she is paid to solve problems for your best customers. She enjoys the challenge of discovering and removing obstacles. When this person resolves a problem, make sure to celebrate the achievement. Every wrong situation righted is a success for her, and she will need you to view it as such. Show her that others have come to rely on her ability to dismantle obstacles and move forward. Ask this person how she would like to improve. Agree that these improvements should serve as goals for the following 6 months. She will appreciate this kind of attention and precision. Leading with self-assurance. People strong in the self-assurance theme feel confident in their ability to manage their own lives. They possess an inner compass that gives them confidence that their decisions are right. Build trust. Surprise others by admitting the mistakes, wrong turns, and poor decisions you've made in the past. People may not expect someone who is so confident to willingly disclose failures. Actually, conquering your failures is what has made you certain that you can overcome whatever challenges you face. Be vulnerable and show others that your strength springs from that very vulnerability. It will help them trust that you are genuine. Share the fact that you sometimes face fears when you make decisions. It's not that you don't find decisions daunting. You simply ask yourself, if not me, then who? Once you have the best information you can gather, you know that it's time to take action. By better understanding how you approach decision-making, others can see that you are indeed trustworthy. Show compassion. Some people are drawn to you because of your self-assurance. Your confidence bolsters theirs. They may not give themselves the credit they deserve for their ability to make good decisions, build solid relationships, or create success in their lives. Your belief system says, "Of course you can." You remember their successes much more than their failures, and you can readily recall them in detail. With a cheering, supportive friend like you, they can venture out and try. You are undeniably independent and self-sufficient. And yet you need to give and receive love. You are human after all. When you build a relationship, consider what you can contribute to someone else's life, and consider what they can contribute to yours. If you don't need anyone, how can the important people in your life feel valued? Think about how others make your life happier and more fulfilled, and let them know. Tell them you need them. Tell them why. Provide stability. Confidence? You have it in spades. Share stories of previous successes to help others realize that your confidence is based in experience. That will calm people when you choose a huge goal and say, "We can do it." If you must, you can. Use this adage to help people understand that when there are no options, they have the strength and wherewithal to do what is required of them. Inaction is not an option. The only choice is to make the best decision with the available facts and make a move. When considering a new task or venture, carefully reflect on the talents, skills, and knowledge it will require. Assemble a solid team and be prepared to give the helm to someone else if your talents aren't the best fit for the role. People will appreciate your capacity to defer to an expert and make sure they are in capable hands. This will give them comfort and security. Create hope. Set ambitious goals. Don't hesitate to reach for what others see as impractical and impossible, but what you see as merely bold and exciting, and most importantly, achievable with some heroics and a little luck. Your self-assurance talents can lead you, your family, your colleagues and your organization to achievements that they would otherwise not have imagined. Ask others if they have set their goals high enough. They may not dare to dream as big as you do. If you can contribute to a loftier picture than they currently see, you can launch bigger lives. Leading others with strong self-assurance. Position this person in a role where persistence is essential to success. He has the self-confidence to stay the course despite pressure to change direction. Give this person a role that demands an aura of certainty and stability. At critical moments, his inner authority will calm his colleagues and his customers. Support this person's self-concept that he is an agent of action. Reinforce it with comments such as, "It's up to you, you make it happen," or, "What is your intuition saying? Let's go with your gut." Understand that this person may have beliefs about what he can do that might not relate to his actual talents. If this person has strong talents in themes such as futuristic, focus, significance, or arranger, he may well be a potential leader within your organization. Leading with significance. People strong in the significance theme want to be very important in the eyes of others. They are independent and want to be recognized. Build trust. Share your desire for achieving big goals. Be very candid about what motivates you and ask the same of others. This will lead to shared trust. Your impact on the world is almost entirely dependent on the number of people who believe in you as a leader. Always be true to who you are, on and off the stage, and people will see your authenticity. Show compassion. Your aspirations will usually be higher than other people's. During the long, steep climb toward the summit, be sure to reward yourself and others by recognizing and celebrating milestones. Reiterate the significance of the goal and the importance of each individual's contribution to it. Tell them what valued partners they are in this venture, and back up those words by giving them a stake in the prize. If your partnership is successful, you may be together for a long time. Applause, appreciation, and affirmation from a valued audience will push you to ever higher levels of performance. Whose approval do you most value? A parent? A sibling? A teacher? A boss? Your significant other? Have you told them how critical their approval is to your very existence? Let them know how much you care about their opinions. Share with them the moments that mattered. Make sure that they understand the power of their perception and the valued role they play in your motivation and your life. Provide stability. Lasting impact matters to you. You want to build something that makes a difference beyond the immediate moment. Share that desire with others. Help them know that your vision is not for immediate glory, but for the long haul. They will feel better knowing how deep your commitment goes. Leading crucial teams or significant projects brings out your best. Your greatest motivation may come when the stakes are at their highest. Let others know that when the game is on the line, you want the ball. They will be comforted by your confidence to take big risks and carry the responsibility on your own shoulders. Create hope. You spend time thinking about the heft of what you will achieve and what it will mean to the present as well as to the future. Help others consider their legacy. Ask them what they are all about. What do they want to be known for? What do they want to leave behind? Give them a vision that looks past the moment and helps them assess the choices they are making every day. Your significance talents often put you in the spotlight. Use this opportunity to direct positive attention toward others. Your ability to champion others and set them up for success may be the best measure of your significance. Leading others with strong significance. Arrange for this person to stand out for the right reasons, or she may try to make it happen herself, perhaps inappropriately. Position this person so that she can associate with credible, productive, professional people. She likes to surround herself with the best. Encourage this person to praise other top achievers in the group. She enjoys making other people feel successful. When this person makes claims to excellence, and she will, help her picture the strengths she will have to develop to realize these claims. When coaching her, don't ask her to lower her aspirations. Instead, suggest that she keep benchmarks for developing the relevant strengths. Because this person places such a premium on the perceptions of others, her self-esteem can suffer when people don't give her the recognition she deserves. At these times, draw her attention back to her strengths and encourage her to set new goals based on them. These goals will help re-energize her. Leading with strategic. People strong in the strategic theme create alternative ways to proceed. Faced with any given scenario, they can quickly spot the relevant patterns and issues. Build trust. When making decisions, discuss options candidly and thoroughly with those involved. Help them learn to trust your process of examining all alternatives and then working toward the optimal solution. Be aware of your own biases. Are you weighting possibilities objectively or leaning toward personal desires and comfort levels? Give each option its due. Enlist the help of a good thinking partner to ensure that your decisions are made for the right reasons. Others will respect your integrity and your desire for objectivity. Show compassion. Apply your strategic thinking to your relationships. Write down a list of the people who have the most positive influence in your life, and then map out specific things you can do to invest even more time and effort in each relationship. What are your goals for your family? Close friends? What are their goals? Turn your strategic thinking talents toward these intimate partners in your life. Does someone have a dream but is seeing only obstacles? Does someone feel stuck somewhere with no options? Can you help others circumvent a rocky path by pointing out alternate routes? Show that you care by helping them discover the possibilities. Provide stability. Take time to study the strategies employed by effective leaders you respect or admire. Input equals output. The insights you gather are likely to have a stimulating and resourceful effect on your own strategic thinking. Make others aware that you are not bound by your own thinking and that your options and choices are supported by research. When they see the historical perspective and outside counsel you value, they will appreciate the stable foundation upon which your ideas are built. While others may consider only the tried and true route, you also see the many possibilities that could result from taking a road less travelled. Set aside time specifically for considering what-ifs and position yourself as a leader in that area. Explain your belief that focusing only on what has gone before may be more limiting than it is enlightening, and help others understand that all options will be carefully weighed. Your open-minded consideration will give others a sense of certainty that you are always on the lookout for the best path to take. Create hope. Make sure that you are involved on the front end of new initiatives or enterprises. Your innovative yet methodical approach will be critical to the genesis of a venture because it will keep its creators from developing counterproductive tunnel vision. broaden their view and increase their chances of success. Your strategic thinking will be necessary to keep an achievable vision from deteriorating into a mere pipe dream. Lead people and organizations to fully consider all possible paths towards making a vision a reality. Wise forethought can remove obstacles before they appear and inspire others to move forward. Make yourself known as a resource for consultation with those who are stumped by a particular problem or hindered by an obstacle or barrier. By naturally seeing a way when others are convinced there is no way, will encourage them and lead them to success. Leading others with strong strategic. Position this person on the leading edge of your organization. His ability to anticipate problems and their solutions will be invaluable. Ask him to sort through all the possibilities and find the best way forward for your department. Suggest that he report back on the most effective strategy. Recognize this person's strong strategic talents by sending him to a strategic planning or future-oriented seminar. The content will sharpen his ideas. This person is likely to have a talent for putting his ideas and thoughts into words. To refine his thinking, ask him to present his ideas to his colleagues or to write about them for internal distribution. Leading with woo. People strong in the woo theme love the challenge of meeting new people and winning them over. They derive satisfaction from breaking the ice and making a connection with another person. Build trust. You naturally charm others. Be certain that you do it with integrity so they can trust you when it matters. Otherwise, you may have contacts but not followers. Others may share a good deal of information with you, even on a first meeting. How can you collect and store that information so that individuals feel like their contributions are valued and, when necessary, protected? Invest in a system for maintaining contact with key people and logging important details of conversations. Make sure to exercise discretion when these details may be sensitive, so others will trust you and continue to keep in contact. Show compassion. You win friends and fans wherever you go. It's important to you that some of those contacts develop into long-lasting partnerships. Consider how to make those individuals feel a special connection with you, beyond the quick relationship you build with everyone you meet. How can you take important relationships to the next level? Invest the time and consideration necessary to do so. Leaders continuously build networks of trust, support, and communication by contacting and relating with a wide range of people. By building a constituency, leaders make an impact across barriers of time, distance, and culture. Create a map of your social network to define how broad you can go while still maintaining a genuine connection. Provide stability. Share the breadth and depth of your network with others. Knowing that you have contacts everywhere can help people feel sure that you're in on the latest information and confident in the support you can expect when you need it. Get out and talk to your customers and your competitors, or get involved in the community. Effective leaders don't think their influence stops at the organizational walls, but rather recognize the larger network of affiliation and employ their influence within it. Enjoying a wide base of support helps ensure the continued existence of organizations and opportunities for their expansion. Create hope. Your woo talents give you the ability to quicken the pulse of your organization. Recognize the power of your presence and how you can inspire an exchange of ideas. By simply starting conversations that engage your associates and bringing talented people together, you will help dramatically improve individual and organizational performance. All of your meeting and greeting is sure to produce information that's valuable to others, information from the customers, superiors, and colleagues of those you are trying to help and guide. Wherever you can, spread the good news and not the gossip. Let others know what they're doing well and how they're being perceived. Share with them the product of your wide-ranging influence and help them feel affirmed when they succeed at pleasing others. Leading others with strong woo. Place this person at your organization's initial point of contact with the outside world. Help this person refine her system for remembering the names of the people she meets. Set a goal for her to learn the names of, and a few personal details about, as many customers as possible. She can help your organization make many connections in the marketplace. Unless this person also has strong talents in themes such as empathy and relator, don't expect her to enjoy a role in which she's asked to build close relationships with your customers. Instead, she may prefer to meet and greet, win over, and move on to the next prospect. This person's strong woo talents will win you over and cause you to like her. When considering her for new roles and responsibilities, make sure that you look past your fondness to her genuine strengths. Don't let her woo dazzle you. If possible, ask this person to be the builder of goodwill for your organization in your community. Have her represent your organization at community clubs and meetings.
Gallup Press, copyright 2008, Gallup Incorporated. All rights reserved, including the right of reproduction in whole or in part in any form. Gallup, Clifton StrengthsFinder, the Gallup Poll, Gallup Press, Q12, StrengthsFinder, and the 34 Clifton StrengthsFinder theme names are trademarks of Gallup Incorporated. All other trademarks are property of their respective owners. The Q12 items are protected by copyright of Gallup Incorporated, 1993 to 1998. All rights reserved. Gallup Press exists to educate and inform the people who govern, manage, teach, and lead the world's 6 billion citizens. Each book meets Gallup's requirements of integrity, trust, and independence, and is based on Gallup-approved science and research.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.